Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is for the exclusive use of Financial Supermarkets member institutions. It begins now.
Greetings, FSI member institutions. I'm Dave Martin, and I am happy to be back with you for just a few minutes to share some thoughts about what defines you and your institution in the minds of customers and members. At first glance, many believe that our facilities, our physical branches, are what define us. Some would argue that we are defined more by whatever a customer sees when they enter our URL into their smartphone or laptop. Others would suggest that we are defined by the marketing campaigns and events we may sponsor in our communities. I would respectfully suggest that, in a way, they are all right. But I'd respectfully suggest that something defines us more than all of these things. Our people. I was reminded of this recently as my family made a visit to a Houston area post office to apply for new passports. It wasn't something we necessarily looked forward to, but hey, what are you going to do? We arrived early for our appointment, and I'm not even sure why we thought that would help, and spent 30 minutes standing around a post office lobby. I gotta tell you, that makes for quite the educational family field trip. Suffice it to say, there were more than a few personalities coming and going during our wait. While there, however, I was taken by how many people still visit a post office. I was also reminded that holding the door open for folks who were having a bit of a struggle, either because they were carrying a lot of things or because they had physical issues with walkers or canes or wheelchairs, made me apparently the nicest guy in the world. It's embarrassing how much appreciation you can receive for simply performing a simple, decent gesture. But it also reminded me that hearing other people sincerely tell you thank you can brighten up just about any situation. Now, everything around the place showed wear. I would say it was a time capsule, but you only put things you'd actually want to see again in a time capsule. This wasn't it. I found myself trying to find anything from a chair to a mail bin to a section of tile to a countertop that didn't look beaten up. From the water-stained ceiling to the mostly missing floor molding, the depressing ambiance was consistent. By the time a beat-up door opened a few feet from us and our names were called, we were ready to complete the dismal visit that environment had set up for us to that point. And then, Miss Claudia happened. The smiling lady with the slight Cajun accent stepped out and declared, "Well, hello, Martin family. Let's see what we can do by getting you all some new passports. Are y'all having a great day today?" Now, the funny thing is, up until about 30 seconds before that, the answer was, no, not really. But you couldn't help but answer, yes, ma'am. And when she learned we needed pictures while there, oh, she exclaimed, "Yes, sir, I get to take some glamour shots today. I'm going to make y'all look good." Everyone in line at adjacent counters looked over and smiled, and apparently were now interested in watching our pictures getting taken. As we chuckled through our conversations, she also noticed my wife's Louisiana birth certificate. Claudia's father is from Eunice, Louisiana. Yes, that's the place I've been there. And sure enough, we were soon talking at length about Cajun cooking. Before long, customers in other lines began chatting back and forth. Even a few previously somber-looking postal workers smiled and joined in. Hey, we even somehow learned that the daughter of a woman in line attends the university my son will be attending this fall. Funny the things you learn when folks just start chatting. Before leaving, my wife exchanged information on vacation spots and favorite restaurants with Claudia. We left waving at employees and all but hugging Claudia over the counter. It was surreal. When we got to our car, even my sons admitted that that visit turned out better than they expected. My younger son said, "I don't know why the post office gets a bad rep. They were nice." My wife immediately texted her sister, whose family also needs passports, to recommend she visit that particular post office and ask for Miss Claudia. Yes, a postal worker generated a referral. Go figure. Whether you work in a state-of-the-art, technology-heavy branch of the future, or one that more resembles a museum, remember that one engaged, cheerful person can make all the difference in the world in a customer or member's experience. He or she can also improve the attitudes and lighten the days of co-workers as well. Why not be that person at your branch? Until next time, FSI member institutions, I'm Dave Martin, wishing you and your teams continued success. Have a great day.
The Advantage Podcast with Dave Martin is a copywritten work of Financial Supermarkets Incorporated. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or use is strictly prohibited.